And good morning. Welcome to the Old Health Heart Health Podcast. I'm Joe here with Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Joe.
We're here for podcast number 20, October 15th, 2009. Just remember, for any show notes or support materials, visit us at www.oathealth.com/blog/podcast. And today, I think we got a pretty good show today. I think we're going to kind of wrap up some things we've been talking about over past podcasts. And we've been just like skirting over this issue over and over again about nutrients and being lost during processing and what does that mean. We're going to go a little bit more in depth. This is such a big subject, we're not going to be able to really get in depth with it. But we're going to start scratching that surface and try to agitate some of the issues that are there with removing these nutrients. We're also going to go over last week's challenge and take a little look at the sugar in our diets. I know for a lot of people that just is a hard addiction to break through and to be even become aware that they're getting sugar in places they didn't think they were. So I hope that last week's challenge was good for you and you have a lot of good feedback. We're going to give a little bit of ours today. And we're going to go into this issue of nutrients that are lost during refining. And that's our show for today. So let's go ahead and get started. Okay, and we're back. And last week's challenge, sugar. Once again, this is just awareness. We're not really getting into the issue to say we need to do something about this yet. We're just being aware of how much we're actually getting. The American Heart Association, covered in the last podcast, really going after this issue, even though it doesn't seem to be right within the realm. It actually is because of the increase in heart disease because of obesity.
Right.
And obesity really seems to be the thing that's hard to overcome today.
Yes.
in getting rid of this heart disease risk. So they've seen some advances in dealing with heart disease, and now we're taking steps backwards because of this issue. And so they decided to address this. We looked at this issue a little bit for ourselves. This was actually surprisingly something we've become aware of, I guess, because we've actually been able to find ways to start getting away from this.
That's
not to say
true.
We don't eat dessert. So like last night, I did have dessert. I labeled it as dessert, and it was after my dinner meal. And so I kind of knew that, like, that's what I was eating. It was going to have more sugar than normal. But I think throughout the day, especially now with these snack bars and stuff like that, you know, you can find with snack bars without as much sugar. But it seems like a lot of them do have lot of sugar in them comparatively. So, you know, looking at that issue, and really what I started to think about, which is coming up, which is going to haunt all of us. And my thing, we're not going to cover this today, but sugar really, too much sugar can really affect the immune system. And man, is this a bad time of the year to affect the immune system negatively?
Yeah.
And what do we have coming up?
Halloween.
And so, I wanted to talk a little bit about Halloween and how that's going to affect us and as it comes up here. And this is more for our kids, but this is really something we need to look at. You know, we look at the next generation and we look at traditions like Halloween and how do we overcome some of this.
And
Halloween maybe wasn't so bad when we weren't eating so much sugar, but now we're just continually, incrementally, you know, year over year, eat more and more sugar. So now we need to start really, like we said before, there's some issues that were passive issues that we didn't have to think about as much because it weren't as much of an issue. And now we have to be a little more active in thinking about them because of how prevalent they are.
I was just going to mention, Joe, something that I read that was kind of interesting the other day. And I'd never really seen it in print before, but there are some people that are saying that our next generation of children may not live as long as older generations because of our diet and because of the load of sugar and refined foods that our standard American diet is all about.
Right.
So what you're talking about now is it's serious.
Yeah, and I think that some generations are probably going to have to step up and say, okay, wait, there's too much of this. And we're hoping something that will happen sooner than later. And I know that that's something that's definitely happened for us. We definitely feel that way about this issue. And we're hoping that this will be the generation to start turning that around. Because some generation will have to say again, how do I cook for myself? How do I prepare my own foods? How do I get away from, how do I break free from some of these things that are difficult to break free from? So to look at this Halloween issue, I want to break this down a little bit. So I had Roman do a little bit of research into some candies, and I'll try to do the mini sizes. So most sizes are going to be mini sizes, right? When the kids get the candy, they get the little bars. And it was actually kind of an eye-opener in some ways. I thought it was actually a good thing in some ways that they don't have too much sugar and that they, the actual sizes are nice and small. Yeah, so I did kind of give a little breakdown and said, okay, what if the parent, you know, on the first night they allow 5 pieces of candy maybe, and then every day after that, let's say they ration out 2 pieces of candy. So I wanted to break down and say, okay, what's a typical day that we seem to see already in the American diet, and then how much sugar is that in a day?
Okay.
And so what I did was I took 2 of those pieces of candy at 5 grams a piece. They average about 5 grams a piece of sugar. That's 10 grams. I added in 1 pop, which is about the average for a kid to drink per day, or a sweetened beverage, which would be like not including fruit juice that's only including sugars from the fruit, but like fruit sweetened beverages. That added really has been, has been a kind of a sneaky thing that's been done in these cocktails and stuff like that. That's 10% juice and 90% sugar. So one of those is 40 grams, you know, depending on what you get. And then I kind of put in there like 4 Oreos or, you know, just some kind of desserty type thing that you may do maybe after a meal, or maybe it's a snack when the kids get home. So that's 13 grams of sugar. And then I added in something because of this week's challenge. I kind of added in something that would maybe be added to the diet that, that might be seen as something positive, but in this case, I think will add too much sugar, and that's something like a Nutri-Gain bar, which will have 13 grams of sugar as well, so similar sugar to what the Oreos had. And I did break it down to our standards for last week, so it's 13 grams of sugar, multiply that by 4, which is 52, and the serving size is 37 grams. And so you can see that's way more. And actually, if you break it down, it's you know, it's a third of the Nutri-Grain bar is sugar, as opposed to a quarter, which was our goal for this week. And so adding all that up together, you get 76 grams of sugar.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's a lot. And what the American Heart Association has broken it down to is saying that women should probably get about 25 grams per day. Men should probably get about 37.5 grams per day. And so that's 3 times the amount for women. And twice the amount for men, and that's full grown people. You know, that's usually
about children.
That's usually assuming, you know, weights between 130 and 175, you know, in that range. So if your child is half that weight, then you can obviously see that's proportionally way more sugar. So this is just something we want to be aware of. This is the time of year to be aware of it. You know, we're coming into to Halloween, Thanksgiving,
holidays.
Christmas. Just kind of, and this will just continue on. And this is the worst time of year. Once again, to be eating too much sugar because of immune function. And we're going to cover some other things that you don't get, you know, as far as nutrients. But really, the main issue here is just too much sugar. Maybe in when you break this down to a day, you wouldn't even notice you did this. You know, if a kid has 1 pop, you know, has 2 pieces of Halloween candy from leftover, and then, you know, a few Oreos from actual dessert. So that's the actual dessert for the day, which proportionally wasn't all that much more than the other ones. And then the Nutri-Grain bar, you know, if you add all those together throughout the day, it won't seem like a lot. But then you look at the number at one, 3 times the amount of what the American Heart Association, American Heart Association is saying women should get, ends up being a lot.
Yeah,
so,
it's an eye-opener.
Yeah, so I hope this challenge was good for you. I hope you were able to see some things that you maybe may not have been aware of before. You know, so continue to do that. We'll come back to this challenge, and we'll actually do something about sugar. For right now, we're just becoming aware of the issue. And so that really moves us into our next category here, our main topic for the day, which is nutrients.
And I just wanted to remind you, Joe, that we are going to put a recipe on
the website.
And it's actually going to be a muffin recipe, an apple spice, and it's going to have, instead of the regular table sugar, either maple syrup or like a fruit, fructose from real fruit.
Right. Yeah. And that's really what we want to start moving into with this podcast, is going beyond just agitating the issue and just bringing up issues, is really work through this and say, okay, we've worked through this for a few years now. We've taken a look at this issue. We feel a certain way about it, and we're going to share those thoughts and those feelings with you. But then we want to go beyond that and say, okay, here's some practical tips. So make sure you get on the website, oathealth.com/blog/podcast. We're going to start to do this. We're going to start to give you some ways to break free and get away from the refined flours, sugars, processed oils, all that stuff, and really start adding nutrients, adding health through whole foods. So, So thank you for that reminder. And once again, moving us into this topic about, you know, we take something like a refined sugar, take out the minerals. Mm-hmm. You know, when we start to change foods from their original state, we generally don't change them for the better. And we're not changing them based on health. We're generally changing them based on profitability and long shelf life and convenience and some of the things we've been talking about that are good things. You know, we don't, who wants to tell a single mom with three kids that we want to take more of your time away or we don't want life to be convenient for you? But I think at the same time, we have to look at these issues and say, what's the trade-off long term?
And I wanted to mention, I have a saying. It's not, I didn't coin it myself, but I've read it before and I really like it. It's, if you want to live a long life, a long healthy life, then eat foods with a short shelf life.
Right. Yeah. Foods that are actually just up from the earth. And I think one of the real downsides that we're seeing in how we approach food is, especially when there is fresh fruit and vegetables available and they are cheaper, we're not really taking advantage of that. Mm-hmm. You know, even during, you know, when we get into the winter time, deeper in the winter, it's maybe access to food and prices go up. But we're so programmed to eating processed foods that when we get to summer and fall, we just continue that same pattern. So yeah, that's a good rule of thumb. So today we're gonna talk about these issues of nutrients taken out of foods, and what really becomes a lot of the issue to me and what I see here is we end up eating calories, and nothing follows along with it. We call it a lot of times empty calories. Yeah. Empty calories is kind of the phrase used to talk about this issue, and maybe some people hear that phrase and don't really understand what's going on there. But what we see in America is that we're not having issues. We're not having a deficiency in calories. That's not our issue. We talked a little bit about obesity already today. The issue is not that we're not getting enough calories in our diet. It's that we're not getting enough nutrients.
That's right.
And part of the process there, we're going to talk about this later, is those nutrients are actually even needed to make the energy from the calories we get. So calories come in, and some things like protein are used for muscle and hormones and enzymes. But most of the time, you know, like the carbohydrates and the fats, they're used for energy.
Yes.
But we even need the nutrients that were originally there to make the energy from those. So there's some ironies going on there. So we're going to talk about that today. First off, we're going to go into this list, a little short list. We've covered some of these already. We're going to cover some of them again. We're also going to highlight some new ones. But during food processing, some nutrients are either removed or destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So things like refining of grains, you're destroying or removing the B vitamins and the minerals. And grains can be a really good source of B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about some of the advantages of B vitamins, but whole grains are really one of the places where we should get. So we talk about wheat germ being high in B vitamins, if you've ever heard that before.
Right.
Well, that's the part that gets removed during processing. So we eat a lot of wheat throughout the day, which would be great if the germ was included. So we take that germ out, take a lot of the B vitamins with. We also take a lot of the bran out, which contains some of the things like magnesium.
Right. Right.
We do the same thing to sugar. We talked about this last week. We remove the minerals from the sugars. Molasses, that byproduct, is a great source, like we said, of iron, calcium, and magnesium. Three minerals I think we cross the board could use more of in our diet. Refining of oils, and we haven't covered this too much except for trans fats, and hopefully to cover this more in the future. It's not a first lever to pull, but it is a secondary type thing to look at with all the soy and corn oil we eat, the way they're heavily heat processed and the way that they're filtered as well. We don't think about that either, is that we're actually filtering out a lot of the nutrients from oils just so they can look that really perfectly clear color. So in that process, fat-soluble vitamins are removed. Essential fats can be destroyed because of the heat processing, and they're changed and modified so that they're not as healthy. We can also lose things like lecithin, which actually has some properties like choline and some of the things that we need for brain function and actually processing fats. You know, the heat processing across the board in our food processing, so a lot of our packaged things have been heavily heat processed, which destroys antioxidants and vitamins. Light damage, which over time, we talk about that time issue of how long have you has your food been stored. Light, if it's damaging, can damage some of the antioxidants and some of the vitamins. Oxygen that gets in there can destroy some of the antioxidants. And if you see that tie there, oxygen, antioxidants, oxidation, some of those things go on, once again, over time as food sits a long time. And then there's also some issues with nutrients that are added back to processed food that actually interfere with some of our nutrients. So an example is like yellow dye number 5 yes. interfering with B6. And so we maybe we're deficient in B6 and not getting enough already, and then you complicate the issue by yellow dye number 5 interfering with how that works in the body. So
yeah, and so many of them are known carcinogens, you know, and right. they really actually deplete our health rather than being neutral.
Right, you need more nutrients to make up for some of the things that are put into food sometimes mm-hmm. because they can take away from yes. our health. Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, I was just thinking about all of the synthetic chemicals actually that are in a lot of our vitamin supplements.
Right.
You know, you really have to take a look at the labels because if you really want to know if it's made from a whole source, it'll should say it on your label. So there's not only a lot of the, you know, extracts, like maybe just a, like vitamin C, for instance, if you get ascorbic acid, it's just one component of vitamin C.
Right.
So if you buy a supplement that's only ascorbic acid, you're not really getting the whole natural components of...
Like the matrix of what an orange would offer.
Exactly.
Like the bioflavonoids and some of the things that would be there,
you know,
together.
That's true. And then also our foods that are being fortified.
Right.
Most often they're fortified with the synthetic version
right.
of vitamin E or C or D, and that only that not again not only can isn't the whole vitamin natural in its natural state, but it actually there's some studies say that it can actually cause a depletion in
right.
the body that can cause serious illness.
Right. Yeah, I've heard that actually, you know, synthetic B vitamins mm-hmm. can actually be flushed out of the body more like a pharmaceutical would.
Exactly.
Like the clearance, I guess they call it clearance.
Yes.
And that your body will actually clear them out faster than it would from a natural source, which is kind of odd. It's, we more talk about absorption and
yes.
those kind of things, but the backside of it saying, okay, what about once we get it in the body? Your body's like, I'm not really sure about this, so let me process these a little faster.
Exactly.
Causing some of the same issues. And I've heard that, you know, B vitamins coming from sources like coal tar and those kind of things.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, the wheat was a great source of natural B vitamins. And like mm-hmm. you're saying, we just mm-hmm. take this thing and we take out those natural ones that really make the most sense and substitute
right.
it in with something that doesn't make as much sense.
Exactly. And yeah. you know, I kind of like what you said about some of these synthetic materials act like a pharmaceutical drug in our
right.
body. And so, of course, we're not going to get the natural, healthy, healing advantages of a whole vitamin
right.
and mineral.
Yeah, and the interplay. I just was reading a lot this week about the interplay of how food
mm-hmm.
And things we don't even think about. So I was actually reading about this week about prebiotics.
Yes.
You talk about Nutrim and beta-glucans sure. and that the way that they can actually feed good bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they're available, they actually improve mineral absorption.
Yes.
Now, all the parts right. of that aren't really understood fully, but there is just this interaction
synergy.
There that we're not really understanding fully. And to think that we understand the issue by pulling things out and putting things back
right.
and saying, oh, we fully understand what's going to happen when we do this. We don't.
We don't.
We're kind of fooling ourselves in some ways. And I think what happens there, too, is that we're pulling things out that we don't really even know about yet. And so recently, we've seen in the news in the last 5 years or so, a lot of information about things like lycopene and lutein and now resveratrol and some of these things that there are ingredients that normally show up in food that aren't vitamins, they're not minerals, they're not
right.
things we've talked about for the last 100 years. They're newer that we're understanding more and their health benefits. And so there's also these things that we're, when we start to modify food,
mm-hmm.
we don't know exactly how we're modifying it and some of the things that maybe are missing now. We can talk in definitions of vitamins and minerals. We start talking about phytonutrients that maybe we're not as familiar with. Now we are. We're starting to get really familiar with some of these quercetin
right.
and some
right.
of these bioflavonoids. We're starting to get familiar with those. But we're still, once again, we're just scratching the surface. So better off leaving it the way it was and moving on from there. So let's talk about some of the advantages of some of these nutrients that we're removing from their natural state. You know, things like B vitamins. We talked about earlier the need for certain nutrients to make energy. B vitamins are one of those nutrients. And so the active form of some of those B vitamins are necessary to make what we call ATP, which is the fuel for the body. Every cell in the body uses it to make energy. It's what's needed. And the B vitamins are needed to change our carbohydrates and fats into actual energy for our body. Really important for the heart. We talk about a lot of the B vitamins for heart health. You know, some of them actually lower something called homocysteine. So there's a lot of benefits there. Mm-hmm. Another one, vitamin E, which is a fat-soluble vitamin taken out sometimes during processing. Once again, wheat germ oil, if you've heard of that being a good source of vitamin E. Whenever we remove that germ, we're not getting that to the same extent. Beneficial, it's a main fat-soluble antioxidant, which means that the parts of the body that use a lot of fat, so like your cell mm-hmm. membranes and those type of things, need these protective mm-hmm. antioxidants like vitamin E to help them out. Minerals, very important to heart health. Maybe some people out there are on a calcium channel blocker. You know, calcium, magnesium have this really unique interplay in the body. And magnesium can actually act like a natural calcium channel blocker. Mm-hmm. And it can actually help in that interplay between how your heart contracts and relaxes, and also the blood vessels and how they relax and how they contract and relax, because that blood pressure really comes from arteries that can't relax. And so magnesium playing a big part there. A lot of people know about potassium mm-hmm. because if you're on a water pill, you have mm-hmm. to take potassium because of the way that's flushed out of your body. Well, that's also been processed out of a lot of our foods as well. So the list goes on. You know, I don't want to do this too much. We missed it. We were going to talk about salt too, and we remove minerals from salt.
Right.
But there's an issue there with getting too much salt and not enough potassium. Mm-hmm. Those are two minerals that work together in the body. And that's really why we hear a lot about potassium as well, is because this interplay between sodium and potassium is really important for how we get things into the cell and how we get them out. And once again, this is an issue that's going to go so deep. This mm-hmm. podcast is not going to be able to cover all this. So we really wanted to just kind of start scratching the surface, looking at this issue, saying, well, you keep hearing us say nutrients are being taken away, nutrients are being destroyed. Why does that matter? What does that matter? Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to continue to cover that, but mm-hmm. we wanted to start that process today, talk about mm-hmm. that.
Well, I've got a website that will be very helpful, I think,
excellent.
For people. And it is called the Natural Occurring Standards Group, NOSG, and we'll put that web link on our website. And it is an organization that has been brought together to set up guidelines that would actually finally be on the label of vitamin supplements that would say that they are actually made from natural or whole food sources.
Right.
And so their goal is actually to help remove any kind of synthetic materials that are going into either fortified foods or supplements.
Right. And I think people want to know that. I think
they
that's what people really at the end
really
of the day
want to know.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like the issue of irradiation. Like, we don't talk about it a lot, and you know, there's not a lot of talk about where, you know, how do we find it on the label and those kind mm-hmm. of things. But these are exactly the kind of things people want to know. You know,
exactly.
Are my nutrients synthetic or natural? That makes a
right.
difference to me. You know, is my food being irradiated? You know, why is this such a secret? Why isn't this
right.
out more? And so,
yes.
yeah, a group like that's great. You know, that's the kind of stuff that we need to be
you
looking
bet.
At.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this week's challenge. So this week's challenge is, once again, we're going to talk about awareness. We're not really going to ask you to do anything. We just want you to be aware. And we've talked about this before, but now I think we've sufficiently covered enough issues to where we can get into some meat here and really talk about how do I really start looking at my food and mm-hmm. evaluating my food and knowing how much food is in my food. And so that's what we're going to do this week. Every meal we sit down to, we're going to evaluate mm-hmm. how much food is in my food. And so that means fruits and vegetables, how
yes.
much whole grains, not just grains, whole grains. Beans, nuts, and seeds.
Healthy fats.
Yeah. Even, you know, meats do include
lean
in that.
Meats.
And
mm-hmm.
then dairy does include in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hold them out, but we seem to do pretty well with those two categories.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be these other categories of the fruits and vegetables, the beans, mm-hmm. the nuts, the seeds, the whole grains that we miss out on a daily basis. So once again, evaluating our food. We're not going to accept processed oils necessarily. Now, once again, I'm not going to cover the soy and corn oil issue. I'd like to cover that in the future, but especially right now, staying away from the partially hydrogenated oils that are in foods, staying away from the refined flours
right.
And the refined sugars. And we didn't cover the salt issue as much today. Once again, that's a later issue,
sure.
Something that can be easily remedied. But we're looking at some of the bigger levers here. And once again, we're just evaluating. We're not really doing anything about it right now, but just how often am I really getting food into my diet? How often am I really eating real food?
Well, Joe, I think this is a great challenge because without awareness, change can't happen.
Yeah.
So just to restate what we know as a whole food, kind of definition whole food, just so that when you're thinking about the food that you're eating this week, that you can kind of keep this in mind. And really a whole food is a food that it's in its complete natural state. And it's as close to nature as possible, and it has not been altered in any way from processing, refining, or added synthetics have been added to it. So just to remember, it's just a food in its natural state.
Right. Yeah, that hasn't been adulterated. So some minor, maybe some minor things like boiling, like for noodles, you know, some of that minor stuff is happening, but really it's the things that you can't do in your own kitchen, like take out the wheat germ and take out the bran, you know, you can't pull those things out of your out of the wheat in your kitchen.
Right.
But we have ways of doing that, you know, in manufacturing. So, so that's our podcast for today. I hope you got some really helpful information out of this one. Once again, we're going to continue to cover this issue. This is not like we're covered it and we're going to just leave it alone now. We'll come back to this issue once again, but this week, we really want you to focus on how much food is in my food, taking a look once again, evaluating our daily meals. So once again, if you want to get some of those resources, like Kathy talked about that website, some of the other information we have, it's on our website, www.oathealth.com/blog/podcast. Have a good one today. Thanks a lot, Kathy.
Thank you, Joe.